Hi, welcome to OEC News, the best place to understand the latest international trade data. The United States and China are locked in a battle over integrated circuits, the tiny chips that power everything from smartphones to military hardware. The fight for smaller and faster chips has significant implications for the global technology industry and is only getting started. The United States and China are the world's largest markets for the most advanced chips. South Korea, the Netherlands, and Japan are also significant players, as well as Taiwan, which has been the leading manufacturer. China is working hard to become the dominant player, but American firms still design some of the most sophisticated chips, such as Apple's M1 Ultra chip, and U.S. allied nations supply essential equipment, resources, and manufacturing skills to mass produce them. So China is lagging. The battle for advanced chips is being fought on multiple fronts. The U.S. government is trying to block Chinese entities from buying advanced computer technology, and there is concern that China is using U.S. technology to bolster its military and gain an edge in the race to develop artificial intelligence. Recently, the United States government banned exports to China of American-made manufacturing equipment needed to produce advanced chips. This also includes American factories, Americans, and U.S. green card holders who work in foreign factories overseas manufacturing the chips. Dutch company ASLM, the only organization with the technology to make the machines using extreme ultraviolet lithography to mass produce the highly complex foundation layers of the most advanced microchips in the world, has also been pressured to restrict sales of their unique technology to China. Other Western corporations are expected to cease shipments in the early aftermath of new U.S. restrictions and will resume trade to some extent once the regulations have been deciphered. The recent ban is among the most stringent that the U.S. has imposed, but China's chip makers will look to find ways around the new restrictions, despite the U.S. tightening the screws and making it more difficult. China will likely catch up in advanced chip-making technology, so trade bans are only buying time. In the meantime, the U.S. and China will remain locked in a battle over chips. Remember to visit OEC.world, the best place to visualize, understand, and interact with the latest trade data. And follow at OEC Today on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'm Joanna Williams. Thanks for tuning in.